Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, oh my god, it's the end of the year, and this is the time of year where we come and collect ourselves for the podcast so we can talk about the year and how well we think we didn't do.
It's like a self-evaluation.
Yeah, but we do have two special guests with us for this episode. We have super mega employee extraordinaire Jackson Tucker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you pronounced that right.
And
oh, I thought it was Tucker. Sorry.
No, it's an easy misconception. We look very similar.
You do.
But no, I'm actually Jackson.
Okay, Jackson. Okay. Your last name's Tucker.
It's not That's Tucker Tucker. It's Jackson.
No, it's not.
Tucker.
It's not. I know Tucker Tucker would make sense as my name, but no, it's
okay,
Jackson Tucker.
Tucker.
Yeah, but I know that gets a little confusing.
We have one more guest,
and he's the editor for our Let's Plays,
ladies and gentlemen. Justin Beleg.
There's nothing wrong with how you introduced me at all. That's what I go by online.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for getting it right.
It's nothing but lag. His name is Justin, though, and recently Ryan said Justin but lag, and I think that that's not an awful. That's a great username. Lag.
Dude, that sucks.
I like that username.
I really like it.
I still use Rhino Hazard, I think, for my PlayStation name. Well, I can't change it, so.
Ryan, now every fan's going to go add you on PlayStation.
They already have. I have my privacy settings on PlayStation.
Whenever you guys play on my account, I'm like, hey, make sure Justin knows you block out my account name. I don't want to get Super Mega fans adding me.
My thing is, my username is shit. It's Matt H. Watson, but it just looks like Matthew Watson, but missing a letter. So there's Matt Watson. What is
Matt
that?
Matt Watson. I think yours is the most kind of yours and Jackson's
is Jackson A. Tucker.
Yeah, well, so that's just my current one. My older one was better when I was in high school.
Well, you don't want to give that away.
Let me see what happens when I dig real quick with it. Just a preliminary Google search.
All right. Well, while he's doing that, we want to welcome our two guests. We have the other two boys from Super Mega in the room. And I don't think, have we done a podcast yet with both of them on?
No.
I don't think so. Yes.
No, never. We haven't done a Let's Play or anything, I think, with all of us.
Nope.
Jackson, what's the last podcast you were on?
It's been a while.
I think it was the Japan one.
No, yeah.
That was episode 133 or 135.
Yeah, you guys don't think I'm funny, so you don't let me on them.
Well, the fans don't think you're funny.
Yeah, it's not us, Jackson. But yeah, we got the whole Super Mega gang together for the year in review, the year wrap up podcast that we do every year, where we kind of look back and you know, kind of just see how the year went, talk about it. We're gonna let our employees give us a couple words of support and tell us how good bosses we were this year. So very excited for that. I hope you guys came prepared with your speeches. But yeah, I want to start off by saying, before we get into the meat of everything, damn, what a fucking good year. 2019 was a killer year.
Are we talking about tires now?
That's
damn, bro.
He's bringing the heat already. There it is.
We out here.
Yeah. With the 1-2.
All right, Jackson.
Hit him one time.
Definitely a busy year in terms of getting the Super Megaplex up and going. Justin, this is like your first full year, January to December, just kind of like work, like officially working for us.
I've officially been working with you guys, if we're counting the best ofs, for 2.5 years.
But in terms of like becoming the unemployed,
since being big editor, man, it's been about a year and a half now.
Okay,
so this is the first full year since I became an employee. Yeah.
Damn. Well, thank you. And this is Jackson's first year with Super Mega too.
Yeah. He's cool. Because I like technically started doing y'all's social media back in, was that like September last year?
I remember you were begging us to do our social media.
I was like, please.
You're like, I'll do it for free. And you did.
We weren't posting. Like our social media was dead.
I mean, we're still not, but.
Well, it's better than what
now
it
you
was.
Can blame are, me. Are,
well, we can blame
are you admitting that you're not doing your job, actually?
No, I am. We just haven't had a good monkey day in a while. That's all. Or that's sorry, true. Monkey month.
That what was the. Isn't Thanos Day going to happen?
Dude, Thanos Day is happening.
Already scheduled?
I already got Thanos Day scheduled for 2020.
Excellent.
I'm excited. Isn't it in April?
I think it's April, yeah.
Because the movie came out in April.
Yeah, then it's April. Yeah.
Okay. It's the day Endgame will be remembered, right?
Yeah. We'll all remember Thanos Endgame, Day. Don't worry.
I'm so glad that we have an official company holiday in Thanos
Day. I love it.
We should throw a party. We got to have a Thanos Day party.
I'll come out for it and everything.
I love the fact that people hated it while it was the most relevant it was.
Did they hate Thanos Day?
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh no, people fucking hated it.
They what?
Like, oh, he tweeted yeah. every so single hour
different, like, Thanos tweet.
So I can't
but
imagine.
It's Thanos Day.
But I can't imagine a year, like, gone, where it's like, okay.
Everyone forgot.
Yeah, everyone's done now.
Think about how much more Thanos art we've gotten in the last year.
Okay, I'm like, you're right. Ever since the Blu-ray came out?
Have you been curating more Thanos stuff for Thanos Day 2020?
Oh, I have. I gotta go through, though, again, and, like, really dig. I've kind of been like, oh, this is Thanos. Let me save it on my timeline. But I haven't, you know, been getting deep into the searches.
I like the one you tweeted out where you could see, like, the base of his penis. You tweeted out where it's like, he's, like,
well,
pulling
I wanted to tweet
his
whole picture.
Like, his dick root?
You can see the base. Yeah, the root of his dick.
If my boss was such misers, I could have tweeted the whole picture, but
is that a real
that's
term?
That's a phrase, the dick root. It's
yeah,
the root of your
the
cock.
Root of
your,
it's the base.
The dick root. All right.
Oh, is that the other character? From Guardians of the Galaxy. I am Dick Root.
you can tweet out the full uncensored one.
Is this confirmation? Because you can tweet penises on Twitter and not get
that's
flagged.
True.
But you can't tweet Drake songs, as Justin found out.
Right, you just opened up a wound with me. No, yeah, I'm one strike away from getting suspended from Twitter for life. Because of a fucking Drake song. I can no longer use copyrighted music.
Everyone else was cool. Every other
wait, what
every
the
other
hell,
company.
Though?
Because no, she I know. 11, but she looks 16.
The moment you fuck with Drake.
Bro, fucking Drake was not having it, man. Like, I like how, like, probably, like, right around the same time I posted a meme with a Drake song in it, Frank Jeff C posted a meme with two copyrighted songs in it. Nothing happened. Everyone
I know,
loved
I've never
it.
Heard of anything ever happening to anyone on Twitter for copyright material.
There was
no,
you don't make money
I know
that
was a thing that could happen.
I remember a small thing, Disney, like, I started looking at it through, someone was adding someone else that I followed about it, and I was, oh, this is like a small problem that's going on. And all of a sudden it happened to Justin, and it was still a small problem. But then it happened. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Justin, what was the tweet? Because you explained to me.
It's his best tweet.
It was really
that
fucking
was
it. Funny.
No, okay. Well, there was also a Playboy Cardi.
The Playboy Cardi one was my favorite.
That's the one that's tweeted. Wonderful.
That's the best thing he's ever tweeted.
It's your magnum opus.
Drake. The Drake tweet was what got me to my final strike. It was a video of a very sad, a small little capuchin monkey. And he's laying down on the ground listening to an MP3 player, and I just post I put the song Marvin's Room by Drake.
That's so funny though. Like,
that's such a good tweet.
How can Drake see that and not laugh?
But I did not know that Twitter was a platform where like people are getting shit taken down because they're worried of stealing it. Like who goes to Twitter to like listen to their like song library?
Bro, Twitter straight up fucking forwarded me an email from the copyright manager at Universal.
It was
and
from
he
Drake
was
himself.
Pissed.
Well, Universal. Universal's right down the road, man. We live like literally 2 minutes away.
Next time I'm out here, I'm gonna come back on in a couple months. We're gonna pull up at Universal with picket signs, and we're gonna tell them to bring Drake out, and we're gonna have a discussion.
Can we dress up as Gru?
Sure, dude.
Okay, thanks. I was just wondering.
I'm just gonna start flagging any super mega meme or like clip in the replies of our tweets and be like, You're getting banned off Twitter.
But, like, where do you put... I guess Instagram's the safe place now where you can post funny memes. TikTok as well.
We don't need to...
Well, I mean, it's we have to give people safe havens to post.
We have to
stuff.
Acknowledge that TikTok is a huge growing meme outlet
and a Chinese.
No, it's so true, dude. I love TikTok.
TikTok is why Blonde Boys got such a big resurgence in the last year or so.
Respect for that.
I know, because Blonde Boys went from like 3 million to like 7 million views now.
I don't have an issue with TikTok. I guess it just kind of scares me.
You and I have been watching hours of TikTok.
Yeah, a TikTok cringe compilation.
They're really good.
There's a lot of us on TikTok, Ryan. There's a lot of people like to voice. There's someone that cosplays you on TikTok I've seen.
I love that one so much.
Okay, the funniest shit I found is seeing the people doing Freddie Dredd songs.
Those are good. Freddie loves
those.
Those
are all over
too.
The place.
Freddie loves the
I sent
TikToks.
You one. They really are.
I was talking about this and right now my girlfriend just like sending me a bunch of TikToks of
a bunch of Freddie Dredd.
Bunch of Freddie Dredd when she's like, God, this guy's so good. I want to meet him.
Well, you know him.
I do. You know, not to flex, but I know me. My favorite thing.
He stayed at our house.
I saw like people commenting. They're like, Matt's good friends with Freddie Dredd. Get him on the podcast. I'm like,
he was on the podcast. He was already here.
Bitch. Bitches, Freddie Dredd, it's a bitchy Freddie Dredd, dead, getting head. Gonna take a girl to bed. If she don't, I don't care. I put down my underwear. Freddie gonna poo poo in his diaper.
I wish he did the music like that.
Which song was that?
It's unreleased. I actually shouldn't.
It's called Cha Cha. Caca.
Cha Cha, more like caca.
But I didn't know that Twitter. Even did that. I thought Twitter was a safe space.
I mean, I didn't know that either.
Got slapped with your account's going to get deleted for infringing on our copyright.
I got three within the span of like 2 or 3 hours. Hold up. That one day.
I posted a video recently on Twitter that had a Drake song in it, and nothing happened. Ooh. I got a lot of big rings.
Well, you're verified, Matt.
That's right.
That's true. And well, Drake's like, oh, he fuck with the vision.
Like, well, then, does that mean that I have to get verified and then I can start posting copyright again?
Probably.
Good luck, Justin. It was hard for me.
Watch it happen.
Well, Matt, Justin's funny on social media.
Not really.
I think Justin's very funny.
I don't appreciate that, Jackson.
Well, I don't appreciate your jokes. So.
Well, you can mute me then.
Can.
Is there tea?
I already have.
Do you have me muted, Ryan?
No.
I'm trying to delete my old meme account so I can talk about my username.
You're still going through that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. You had a meme account?
Well.
Matt, why don't you just tell them what it is and then private it after?
I'm trying, but it's on an old website, so I'm like,
oh, it's not on Twitter?
No, it's on, well, we can cut this. We'll bleep the name of the website.
Sure.
It was on .com.
Oh my god.
I remember that shit.
That was like my favorite website. I was going through and it, like, you have like these titles and shit like that. I'm like, God.
That and stupid videos.
Stupid videos. So fucking good. I remember, like, for some reason, like,
so how much of this are we cutting out?
Oh, I was thinking we can just bleep
just
the name
bleep
of the
out
website.
The name of the website. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are going to know what we're talking about.
Now I have to do it twice.
There's a lot of websites like that.
No.
Ryan, you're giving me more work right now. I don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry.
Can we just be like, that beep is beep.
Justin likes watching movies, right, Justin? This isn't a weird cut-in.
No, not at all. I absolutely love movies such as Nacho Libre.
Yeah, who the main character is a very, very cool person.
Yeah, he's a real character.
Cliff
Bleszinski?
I cannot remember his name.
Cliff Bleszinski?
Bleszinski Games?
Put some respect on Jablinski.
Jablinski, that's what it is.
Jablinski Games.
Yeah, I was like,
what's Jablin Jables? Is that what he says?
I think so.
I still haven't seen.
What's
Jablin
J-tards? What does he say?
J-tards? He does not call them J-tards. He calls.
That's
them...
my parents called me.
I would love
J-tards joke for anyone who wants to come.
Who wants to cancel
me.
Ryan
Jackson? My favorite thing you've ever said was the three wise tards.
I still
like
think
real
about
shit.
That was. I think that's actually. You know what? It because it's the last Super Mega Cast of the year, and we're looking back at the year here and there. I think that actually was. The funniest moment in my opinion, like, I think if I had to think of the funniest moments from 2019,
it would be nothing that we did, but something that our employees
something I said.
Honestly, that the Shaytards,
what let's play was that?
It was an Animal
that
Crossing.
Was Animal Crossing. Okay. That moment was either the one where Pretzelgate happened
it
or
wasn't,
the one after.
I don't think it was the Pretzelgate.
Pretzelgate was my favorite moment of the year.
Jackson, now you're stepping on some toes here when you say that. I hope you know that. People don't forget.
A lot
Pretzel
of people
Gate.
Got mad.
Well, are they going to get mad Gate. Again? Because that's what I want.
Was Pretzelgate 2019?
Yes, yeah. Okay. Was this year. Yeah,
that was like.
That was like summer.
Did you know when you were editing it that it would cause us that it would cause that much of a scruff?
It caused a scruff with me.
You didn't like it? You don't like the sound?
Then why didn't you edit around it, editor?
You're telling me you didn't like the sound of someone chewing pretzels
because
straight
into
your ears?
Because me and the fans have to sit through the content.
Yeah.
So it's like an experience.
At gunpoint,
you've been That was a joke. I think my favorite thing that I did this year for the Let's Plays was when I put an Arby's sandwich into a lawnmower.
Yes.
Yep.
That was great.
Well, we did. Did we make you go to an Arby's at like 11 p.m. at night?
No. Well, that's what you wanted me to do, but I think I got the footage the next day and cracked into it that day when it was still early.
And you let the Arby's sandwich just sit there, and then eventually you were like, ah, I gotta throw this in the
lawnmower. Yeah.
What was the context of that again?
You guys were playing the Arby's level in Super Mario Maker.
Oh, and we were like, you know what, Justin, treat yourself. Go out and get some Arby's, put some footage in right here.
Because Arby's is delicious.
That's right. And then Justin went through it in his big old lawnmower.
I did. It was very late at night.
How'd you clean it up?
I didn't.
I thought that part was funny.
I left that shit in my fucking yard, bro.
So maybe still to this day. Dude, you made some birds very happy the next
day. Oh,
year.
God, yeah.
That.
Probably made some cats, some
birds.
Raccoons.
He got some birds happy.
Yeah.
Speaking of funny
people.
Foods, Justin had escargot for the first time.
Yeah.
And so did I. I thought it was very much like a mussel or a oyster.
Some mollusk, yeah.
Yeah, dude. So.
Yeah.
Oysters are still my favorite. Like, I love going... Getting some oysters, putting some hot sauce, some vinegar, some lime juice.
Do you prefer raw or cooked? With
raw,
oysters.
Raw,
yeah.
I like raw oysters as well.
But you, how would you describe, very mucousy, right? Like yolk-like would be the closest thing? Or
kinda,
how would you describe
kinda
it?
Kind of chewy.
You didn't like the, did you not like the taste or the texture?
It was fine, really. I wouldn't have it again.
Justin's never had a clam
it.
Or an oyster or anything either. So
no,
his
I
first
haven't.
Mollusk was...
Was
a snail.
Escargot.
Yeah.
It wasn't awful.
It's good. I like escargot.
Is the head still on escargot? Like, if you looked at it closely, could you, like, pick out the head?
I couldn't tell you. I feel like it is, but I'm not sure.
I mean,
I love escargot,
I doubt that
though.
They cut the... I mean, they don't really have a head. They just have two eyes.
No, they have like, the little antenna.
Yeah, they have those, but those are go inside the body, don't they?
Don't they have a mouth, too?
Yeah,
they have a little mouth.
Maybe
not.
Still had something on it.
Yours had something on it?
That was good, though. What was the name of the place you went?
Petit Trois.
Yeah, we had a big last night. We had a big end of year super mega family dinner. It was good.
At a French restaurant. It was very good.
We got some French food.
We got some escargot. I got some trout.
I like the appetizers.
The bread was so good.
I think the appetizers and dessert were where they show them. The entrees were like fine, but I didn't enjoy it. I'm gonna eat more of this other stuff I ordered.
I kind of wish they didn't cover the meal in this, like, because I ordered like a steak and they covered it in like this sauce and it was like smothered and covered in it.
That's very French, though.
Yeah, I just kind of, I don't know. I'm a big
hash brown.
Let's just have the meat type of steak.
I get that.
Do you not understand?
There's this one place we should try. Ryan, we should try this one place called APL Steakhouse, where it's like this place in LA that's like supposed to be insanely good. They just age all their steaks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll send you some stuff on it.
Okay, don't they... Oh, shit. I think one of my friends was telling me, do they sell, like, some of the knives?
Yeah,
stuff?
So they make these knives that are, like... They're, like, just insanely good knives, but the whole thing is that...
They're expensive as shit.
Well, but not only that, but, like, they, like, check when they give them to you that, like... If you steal it, it gets put on your tab, and it's like hundreds of dollars.
Oh, knives are insanely expensive.
When it's like the chef himself makes every single knife.
Yeah, so like when you are, what I've heard is when you're training to become like a really good chef, you know, when you're an apprentice, you get a knife set, and
when
that's
you go
like,
to basic training.
It's like your livelihood of your knives.
Basic
so.
Training,
and then like you like knives can
Boot
be
camp.
So expensive.
Oh yeah,
I would say 2019 is the year I've had the best food I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
We had when we went to Japan earlier this year.
Well, I think Japan has just the best food I've ever had in general.
Yes,
it
got outdone for me when I went to Thailand. Though Thailand had better food, I think.
I could believe that.
You just wanted to sneak in that you went to Thailand as well.
Mr.
We get
Worldwide
it. Your culture,
over here,
okay.
My favorite food is in my favorite food is in my mother's kitchen.
Oh yeah, it is.
What I'm trying to figure out? Paint thinner? Is it paint thinner? Is that the joke?
No.
This ain't dinner. This is paint.
That's
dinner.
A good one, though.
Your mother's kitchen. Breast milk.
No, I'm saying mama's cooking is the best food. There's no joke there, Matt. I'm not always trying to be funny. Sometimes I'm trying to speak from the heart.
I'm sorry. You just have such a goofy face.
It's okay.
Yeah, but I think that this year, best food ever because Japan, Thailand, Australia, the food was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It was just basic.
I mean, well, we went to that really good Chad, place and had like really good oysters.
Well, you get Navo Mash.
One of the first nights.
Yes, the oysters were good. And that was at the steak place? We got the wine with good old Chad.
Mm-hmm. And I took Justin to get some KBBQ.
Ooh.
And I think next time we might have to eat a bit more.
Kazakhstan barbecue.
I could have gotten another two or three more rounds.
It's really good.
I'm trying to think.
Had that spicy pork, that kalbi.
That dude that was bringing us the meat was...
He kept, like, every time we ordered more, he's like, oh, okay.
More meat?
Because we went with Frank and Marion, and Frank and Marion kept stealing all of the meat off of the plate, so Justin and I would have to try to order more. And we would only get like the raw pieces because they kept taking them.
Yeah, and they tapped out before us. So, like,
so then we finally got a chance to order your meat. A few rounds. Yeah.
But,
dude, KBBQ is so good. I don't eat at K-Town enough. There's so much good food
K-Town
there.
K-Town is the best food.
And every time I go, I try a different restaurant because there's like just
there's so many.
Such a massive wealth of types of places there. Like my favorite one is that one that we go to. I think Harrison found it, but it's like the kind of underground feeling one. Where it's like...
Oh, where it's like wood on the inside?
No, but it's like it's like concrete.
Are you talking about the one that like there's like writing all over the wall?
Yeah. One. It's so cool though.
And then that's called. The place is amazing though.
And then there's those places that do the big like bowls where they like heat this big bowl and there's like
hot pot, right?
No, like it's like cheese and popcorn chicken and bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, basically
in it.
Imagine a bunch of popcorn chicken like that they just right throw cheese and corn on and it just melts.
See, I usually just go with the classic KBBQ of like ordering like the cooked egg in the pot and then
next year
some,
let's
like,
do
rice.
More.
Well, I want to go to K-Town more, get Korean barbecue there more, but like usually the lines are like an hour and a half to 2 hours for like the really nice places.
Oh yeah.
But those places are worth the wait, I think.
I think next year, now that we are kind of more in the groove of things, we always order food to the office when we're working hard. We should go out for lunch or dinner more next year. You know, just...
Yeah. We should have more company dinners next year.
Not even just that, but like...
We should have more company dinners.
You know what I'm saying?
The only way to do that is with more money from the Patreon. So, hey fans, me undies.
send us your favorite food recommendations and we'll try them.
I want to go to Little Ethiopia because I want some Ethiopian.
Ethiopian food, good.
I've never had like real Ethiopian food.
That is my favorite thing about LA is just how much different food you can try.
Ethiopian food, you like eat it with your hands and basically everything is like, it's like ground beef. What's like ground beef stuff? But it's like very
it's
thin
just,
bread.
Like,
eating with your hands?
It's like this thin bread.
Like it's like thin
what
bread.
What is this, 1433?
Well, I'm going to say Fortnite for some reason.
What is this, Fortnite? No, it's like a lot of
what is this?
I'm pretty sure it's like ground beef and stuff you put on bread.
Or a slurp fish.
That is true. When you're eating a flopper or a slurp fish, you are
eating
a
small fry.
Oh, true. Well,
or an apple.
No, okay. Or an apple or mushrooms. That's true.
Mushrooms. Matt, are we ever going to make that Fortnite album?
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
Since like 2 years ago, back when I lived in South Carolina, me and Matt have talked about making a Fortnite parody album.
With like 50 songs.
With like
on
so
it.
Many songs on it. And they're so funny to me.
We've written a lot of them.
We gotta do this.
First of all, we did a parody of That's What I Like by Bruno Mars, but it's Lucky For You, I Play
That's
Fortnite.
What started it.
And we wrote the whole thing. We have all the lyrics
Lucky
still.
For
like,
You,
we wrote
I Play
thing.
Fortnite.
I don't think you have the right to join Jackson until you yourself get a victory royale.
Well, here's the thing, Ryan.
Jackson got two this week.
While Matt hasn't, you know, gotten a victory royale or even played a match of Fortnite. He's spent more money than I have spent in 3 years of playing Fortnite.
Look at this skin. You haven't played a single game with us yet, Matt.
Well,
but you have some nice skins,
like,
I must say.
I finally got Matt into the game when we were... Which tour was that on? Was it the New York
Northeast
tour?
Well, okay, so I
got Matt so excited for it.
So before... So while we're on tour, I got Fortnite on my phone and... my plan was when I got back to LA, I was really going to get into it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to start buying skins and stuff and weapons and shit. So,
but you don't need to buy skins.
So I bought a lot of skins.
Except fish stick.
I bought a lot of skins.
Oh, every fish stick skin.
And I never ended up playing. So I have a Fortnite account with a lot of nice skins. I
got
the John Wick skins.
You did get the John Wick skin.
I mean, we could have a full squad.
So like,
this could be a full squad.
I think I'm just self-conscious because I'm bad at it.
Man, who cares? Dude. I was bad. And then I got two victory royales and solos in a row. And then...
I mean, I got a victory royale this morning too. You know,
really?
That's true.
Justin, have you got one yet?
I've gotten a bunch, yeah, with him and our friend Kelly.
What about solos?
You got one solo victory.
I did.
Okay, there we go.
The beginning of season two.
But see, here's the thing, like,
or sorry, season one, chapter two.
I hate
the very
how much
first game.
I hate how much I
well,
come
it's not
back
like
to
50% of the lobby is bots, Justin. Sorry, continue.
No. Go on. No, but I hate how much I play the game, but like, I've never played an online game that keeps me coming back, like, for as long of a time. Because when I was younger, I played games like Modern Warfare 2 and like a bunch of stuff where I would put in just like hours and hours and days on end. But like, now I'm trying to play Death Stranding, the new Star Wars game, Control. Like, all these games that I've wanted to play all year are just like this big ass backlog. And it's like, ooh, I'm going to play Pokemon and Fortnite. And it's like,
yeah, I've been playing a lot of Pokemon.
I've been playing a lot of Sword and Shield.
But okay, how about this? How about we go around and we each say our favorite game of the year?
Yeah,
we
should
go
around.
I like starting that. With Matt. We'll go then me, and then we'll go around Justin, and then Jackson. I almost forgot your name.
Let's do a little trend. Let's do that, and then afterwards we can do movies, music, okay. All
then,
that stuff.
Games, movies, and music.
So we'll do yes. So let's. It'll go games, and then we'll go the opposite way to have some fun with
okay.
it. But it always starts with your boys
having fun.
You know, the big boys,
the big ones. Okay. So favorite game that released in 2019.
Mm-hmm. Or that you played in 2019.
Are we doing only one, or are we going to like...
I don't want to even say that like it came out in 2019. Just what's your favorite thing that you've played in 2019? Because I feel like, I mean, it's your year, right? Yeah, so and you could also introduce people to games that didn't come out in 2019 as well.
Shit.
If it were one.
Damn, this is hard.
But I do have a 2019 game already locked
I might do
and
two. I might do like one that came out this year, and then one that like came back and played this year.
Okay.
Okay.
So first, Matt.
Shit, hold on. Give me a second. I actually need to think about this for a second.
I'm surprised you're not Damn. Jumping right to the one that I thought it would be. But I guess
Wait,
you haven't...
What is it? I'm just like, I'm pulling a blank right now.
Link's Awakening? You haven't played much of it, though.
It's not my favorite.
I think also, like, that's a game, as much as you love it, you've played it before.
Wait,
so
wait
it's
what's,
like...
what's... It was a Switch game. I really fucking love it.
Luigi's Mansion?
No.
Pikuniku?
I think so, yeah.
This is the co-op one?
The puzzle one? Little, like where your shapes?
Little yellow dude, little pink dude running around. Puzzle solving.
I'm really pulling a blank here.
If we said it, would you be like, yes?
Yeah.
It's not Pikuniku.
I could say that. I like that a lot. But
it's not. But the one you're thinking of right now is not. But it's definitely a Switch game.
I feel like
game.
I remember you talking about it, actually. Now I can't think of what
I'm
going to
be so mad later.
Was it a digital download or was it a cartridge?
Do we have the Switch is back at your place.
Can you guys come back to me, actually? Can
okay.
we skip over to Jackson?
No, can we come back to me?
Yeah, again? Yeah. I got one.
All right, go.
Sekiro, yep. 100%.
Ooh.
Like,
I had a blast watching you play it on the channel.
It's such a good game. Like, even, I think what solidified it for me was playing Fallen Order and seeing how the combat kind of was sloppy compared to Sekiro. I'm not trying to say it should have been the same thing, but it shows, like, which combat system... you can become more fluid in.
You're slandering Game of the Year 2020 right now, bro.
Fallen Order came out 2019.
But games that come out at the end of the year carry over into the next
There's
year.
There's no way that has a chance at being Game of the Year 2020.
Bro, what the fuck?
Not when you got Doom Eternal. I was about to say Assassin's Creed, but it's Animal Crossing and Halo Infinite, by the way. But Sekiro 100%, my game of the year. I recommend it. I loved it. And you've seen me play games. I'm not too great at games. So if you're scared of playing it because of the good old From Software difficulty, then I'd say if Ryan from Super Mega can beat it, I can beat it too. That's what you should check out that game. I recommend it.
We played the whole thing on the channel if you want to go watch our series. That was a fun-ass journey.
That was the first thing I ever did on the channel also, like with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot you jumped in some episodes of that.
I did. That, remember we pranked you, Matt, with that one boss?
We pranked you with the Miss Noble. I also got you with the horse where I made you go
on
battlefield.
I remember
that.
That
was good.
Yes,
I think
yes.
You told me about that part like right when I was around that point in the game that you did that to him.
And then Justin, I mean...
Favorite game that was released this year was Sekiro as well.
Justin and I would like call each other
times,
and fight bosses
yeah.
at the same times. We'd be like, fuck!
For hours,
sometimes
dude.
There would just be silence. And then eventually, like, I remember like some of the calls, there would just be silence. Then Rain would be like, okay, I'm going to bed, dude.
Yes.
Like, one of us would just be like kind of done. Our spirits would be broken.
What else? Because what else came out this year that we liked? Like, other than Sekiro.
No, Spider-Man was last
Spider-Man
year.
Was 2018. Red Dead was 2018, though.
Yeah.
So if we were talking about 2018, then it'd be Red Dead.
Yeah,
like,
but
no
we ain't
contest.
Talking about
no,
2018.
We ain't. So, no, yeah, my favorite was Sekiro, but I played a lot of Sonic Mania this year, which is my favorite game of all time.
Wait, what game
let's play
that
on the channel. Sonic Mania.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play that on the channel with you.
We will.
I actually... Okay, I think I can answer.
Okay.
Wait, but we're going in a...
Jackson. Sorry, you lost your turn.
Yeah.
God, come on,
guys. it's hard because... So, I haven't played Control yet, which was one of my most anticipated games of the year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, I've loved a bunch of indie games because I've been trying to... As of late, because I'm trying to get more into game development, focus on playing more indie games. So, like, I loved Swery's.
You're the next notch. That you've been saying this.
Yeah, of course.
For multiple reasons.
But The Missing by Swery, I played Katana Zero. God damn it. Like, I like to, like, I took
You're trying
just
to
a
be-
second to register my mind. But yeah, Matt, actually.
Continue, Jackson. So it's not Control because you haven't played it.
No.
You can't say a game you didn't play.
No, I won't. But Quantum Break, I finally did play this year because I got an Xbox One at the beginning of the year, and that was one of my favorite games. But here's the thing. Even though I haven't beaten it, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that my game of the year is Death Stranding.
Dude.
Like, that's not even... I don't have to think about it. Like, Death Stranding, I'm so many hours into it, but not far at all into the game, because I just... Well, like,
are you in still that first, like, this kind of second area after Lake Knot?
I've done the Lake Knot part. Yeah, I'm like, oh, because, like, here's the thing: I'll play the game for like 6 hours in Italy. I'll only just do deliveries because it feels nice to me. The world is so just beautiful to walk mm-hmm. around. Playing music is so nice, and just building things around. And it's like
visiting.
And
Jeff,
granted, I would have beaten it if I'd had
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, and Conan yeah. O'Brien.
I haven't had much time to play it either, I think, because just the last month has just been so
Fortnite's
busy for
Fortnite's coming
me.
Back, you
Well, because I got that in Fallen Order, which I've been playing a lot of, and I don't know. There's so many games I've played this year, I just can't think of what my top ones are, because, like, things just aren't coming to mind is the issue.
I didn't play that many games this year, honestly.
Well, not, it's been a weak year for game releases, I think.
I disagree. Yeah. I think this year's been very strong for game releases.
I think
releases.
2018 was stronger in terms of, like, the games that kept me and, like, I was addicted to.
I don't know. I mean...
Technically, didn't Quantum Break come out in 2018?
Oh, yeah. Quantum Break's an older game. I think
that's
it was, like,
2018.
16.
You got Red
Quantum
Dead Redemption 2, Spider-Man. What else came out in 2018?
No, it was weaker than the last year, for sure.
I agree,
like,
with that.
They also,
I think it was a strong year still.
It would have contended with last year if Doom and Animal Crossing was
If
all
Animal Crossing gets stuck around.
I can already guess what my game of 2020 is going to be.
Animal Crossing?
Yeah. Can I?
What?
I think because I didn't play
oh, also,
any games.
Oh, also, sorry, one I forgot.
Sorry,
Luigi's
Matt,
Mansion 3. I feel like you guys just played on the channel. That was, I think,
Luigi's Mansion 3 is a wonderful
I was surprised
game.
Oh, so at good. How fucking incredible Luigi's Mansion 3 was.
Can I, even though if I didn't play them, can I still use games that I watched you play on the channel that I was a part of?
Why not?
Oh, Kingdom Hearts 3 is what you were going to say.
No, I was going to say I had so much fun with Resident Evil 2.
That was fun.
And
oh, yeah, that was
playing.
That was,
it
was
year,
yeah.
And just turning off all the lights, sometimes
yeah,
having Tucker
great.
Come in.
And then also, I think...
Not you, Jackson, Tucker.
Here's the thing. Is,
they are different people.
It's not by
are
any
we?
Means a 2019 game, but this was the year I played the most GameCube Animal Crossing since I was a kid for the channel.
Oh, yeah.
And that really has been probably my favorite, which is very generic for me to say, like, ooh, Animal Crossing.
There, no
that and Piku Niku.
No harm in
it.
Piku
no
Niku. I really enjoyed that game when it came out.
I liked Ape Out. I thought Ape it was,
Out
a,
was,
it was
yeah,
a fun spot.
I
finally beat
that
last final level where you have to rescue the baby gorilla.
Aww.
Like, I re-downloaded it. I was like, I don't feel like I'm complete if I don't get
it. You gotta
this.
Do it.
I get that,
it.
Yeah, because it's like...
Ryan's very into completing
it's like an
I am too. I hate how much of a completionist I am, because that's
Gerard,
my issue with...
completionist?
If I'm not... Yeah.
Gerard the creationist?
I gotta talk to you guys actually. I'm leaving Super Mega to work for Gerard.
Okay, go for it, buddy.
He's literally remaking every single old video, isn't
yeah,
he?
He's
why
remaking,
is he doing that?
I think his
it's
partner
fun?
Left. I think his partner left, so he's just remaking every single video and replaying
yeah.
every
Five
single
years
game.
From now, you guys are just gonna do frame by frame remakes of the Let's Plays, I bet. We'll see.
Well, you're gonna edit them, so.
Hell yeah.
So you're the one who makes sure it's frame for frame.
Ryan?
I already said mine. Oh, now we're doing movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
So far,
real quick before we move on,
yes,
I just remembered a
Jackson.
Game I think you would like a lot, Ryan, this year.
Wait, what? A game?
A game you'd like a lot is Katana Zero.
Katana
which
Zero.
Is like, it's so it's an indie game. It's kind of like Hotline Miami, but more like a hack and slash.
Okay.
It's by Devolver, but it's
okay.
like, you're just like a guy with a katana going through levels, and it's like each room's a different level, and it's like you have to stealthily kill all these guys. Ooh. And like throw things, stuff like that.
It's not the one. Okay.
It just it, like, because I thought back to that and I was like, oh, that was this
it's
year.
It's called Katana Zero.
Yeah.
There's also another game called, I think, Judgment. It's by the people who did.
That sounds
familiar. Who did Judgment? No.
Yeah, that's
not.
The one.
That's a classic.
It's the people who did the Yakuza games, or it's very similar to that. Ooh. Of the Yakuza games, where you're like in Shinjuku and
oh,
it takes place in Shinjuku.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I meant to play that, but I never got around to it.
Oh, I also played
that. I played
a lot
more Sleeping Dogs.
I didn't beat it, but I did play a lot of Chrono Trigger in my room, and I really fucking love playing that this year.
Ooh, yeah, that's a. I've been loving watching you play that. Like, I'll just come over to your room and hear the music, and like
the music's so
it's just
enchanting.
So cozy just to listen to that.
Oh, and now oh. Sight's Adventure. I okay. will throw that out. I fucking love that.
Well,
game.
I mean. The second
sequel.
One's coming out soon.
Verse 2, it's on the way, guys.
And now I'll start it, and then we're going to throw it back the opposite way, going to Matt after me. But favorite movie of the year. Well, we'll talk about more movies, but I'll just say my favorite, and then I'll get some water because I'm thirsty, and I need more water.
Thirsty boy.
You know. Definitely favorite movie of the year was Parasite. Yes. I think I thoroughly enjoyed that
you
movie the
answer.
Most out of any other movie I watched this year. There are a lot of good movies like Lighthouse, Uncut Gems and everything, but I think in terms of my experience, while Parasite does have I have problems with it, I think overall the voice that came through with the direction was super fun and solid. And
yeah,
I just had a
it was
good time
so good.
Watching
it. I mean, it's like, it reminds me of being a kid watching like, when you're a kid, you discover that like corner of Korean, like very intense, violent films like Old Boy
or I Saw the Devil.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
Have you seen I Saw the Devil?
Yes, it's so
good.
But it brought me back
to that
where it's
movie.
Like, it's just such a unique style. And it's like, yeah, it's a revenge style movie, so they're just so good.
And he also nails like sometimes in his other movies, I don't agree with some of the tonal shifts. I think it kind of becomes clunky, but I liked the tonal shift in this one. And I thought, like, throughout the whole movie, I was just guessing. I was like, I didn't know what actually was going to happen.
Oh yeah,
next.
Well, no, that's what
yeah,
was so
yeah, that's why I loved it too.
But you
okay,
should,
Matt,
you've seen Old Boy.
Yeah, sure.
Oh yeah, I agree.
You've
seen Old Boy though, right?
Yes.
You should
Old
see.
Boy's good. Have you seen the Josh Brolin one too?
No,
dude, it's awful.
But,
I hated
Old Boy's
it.
Actually part of a trilogy of like revenge films that
there's two other ones.
There's two other ones. There's Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance and Lady Vengeance, but they're both so cool. So
we should have a movie night.
The first one, Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, is about like I have to remember because it's been like 8 years since I've seen it, but it's like these people are watching this kid and like the. Oh, I won't spoil it, but like basically it's like about these people who are like being good and then something bad happens. Mm-hmm. But the third one is so cool because like there's, I don't think it was the original cut, but the cut the director wanted to make.
Yeah.
So you can get it. It starts in like full color and like throughout the movie it just slowly turns black and
ooh.
White. And it's really cool.
I have to, we'll definitely, let's
yeah,
legit have a, like
movie
a movie
nights.
Night.
Yeah.
But I have to give him honorable mention to
of
a movie.
Course.
I did like this movie a lot, but this was my favorite movie theater experience. I don't know. It might be.
Godzilla. I know what it is.
No.
What it is.
It's gonna be.
I'm gonna say the same thing.
Midsommar.
That's not what I was
because
oh
because
yeah
the
I
big,
did the same
because
thing,
the
right?
big
yeah.
earthquake happened while because Jackson was watching Midsommar
with my I was with my girlfriend. And
I think you were about
30,
40 minutes
like,
ahead of us.
Yeah.
But the big earthquake came
in California.
In California,
was like a,
so like you could feel it in the theater.
Yeah,
we're
like,
underground. You were
I was
in the upper theaters.
Upper, yeah,
he was, like, he was in the parking lot watching on his phone.
And Matt was seeing Toy Story actually at a different theater.
Yeah, I was
seeing
Toy Story.
I saw the chandelier yeah. shake. But I had to. I don't know. Something about that whole experience really
it was
set
crazy.
Like made
well,
me a little
was,
nervous going back.
Can I spoil the movie on the podcast?
What
movie?
As long as we say spoilers for Midsommar.
Okay, it was at the part where. Those people are jumping off of the thing. And so it's like this very just like intense, loud music playing and blaring and like everybody just kind of looking around at each other when the shaking starts. Because at first you think it's part of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's like this intense bass
well,
is going.
The same thing happened with
me. And then
me.
It's like everybody starts looking around. They're like, what do we do? Do we stay in here? Do we leave?
Because for me, and these are still spoilers, so the time code's still later. But warning again, just in case you fucked up, audience. The point where the earthquake happened for me was the point in the movie after her parents and sister are like they're found to be dead in the home and you know when she's crying like sobbing
yeah.
like in her boyfriend's arms and it's zooming out of the window with this it's a beautiful shot of it's going out the window with the snow and the title comes on and the credits start it's like this like song where it gets really intense like All of a sudden everything started shaking. I'm like, oh shit,
that's a good bass.
At first I thought people were stomping their feet behind me, like, ooh, this is a good movie, like stomping along with the
this
feet.
Will be good.
And I was like, damn. But no, it was an earthquake and we all had to fucking evacuate. Yeah. But I'm gonna go get some more water.
I gotta
okay,
you want to just take a break and we'll be right.
How about those ad reads?
No
I
mean, we could put them in right here.
That is true.
Let's put the ad reads right here, and then after the ad reads
you'll figure out Matt, Jackson, and Justin's favorite movie of the year,
and then I want to do music, and then I want to talk about Super Mega a little bit.
Okay,
that sounds good.
Bye.
All right, here come the ad reads.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's ad read time. Right now I'm gonna do a read for Quip. Quip, makers of the Quip electric toothbrush, wants you to know the one single discovery that matters most for your dental care. It is simply this: that if you have good habits, you are good.
That means brushing for 2 minutes, twice a day, and flossing regularly, no matter what brand you use. Quip makes that simple, starting with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. Quip's electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses to guide a full and even clean. The Quip floss dispenser comes with pre-marked string to help you use just the right amount. Plus, Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months with free shipping, so your routine is always right. Join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/supermega right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/supermega, spelled GETQUIP.com/supermega. Quip, the good habits company.
Go get that first refill free.
And you know what? I love brushing my teeth so much, I had to make a whole website about it. And I did that with Squarespace. Man, making websites might be my favorite hobby these days. I make websites for everything. One for my cat, one for my uncle who I'm trying to prove is innocent of some very horrible things that he's being accused of. All sorts of things. So let's say, you know, you got a podcast, you're trying to rip off Super Mega, you want to spread that out there. Make a website, it makes it professional, and use Squarespace. Check this out, guys. If you go to squarespace.com/supermega, you can save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using code SUPERMEGA. Now, why is that so great? Let me tell you something. You can make your very own website with artisan design templates, incredible things to build your website with, all sorts of tools that won't make your website look like another one of those, you know, cheap cookie cutter websites. You can do all sorts of things like simultaneous posting, which Squarespace can authenticate with your social profiles, then you auto post to Twitter, Facebook, personal brand page, Tumblr, all that stuff. Audio blocks, which support podcasting, so you can embed audio on your site and tag the audio for iTunes. Multiple contributors, you can do it with your friends. Email campaigns, you can send emails to people. Traffic overview, so you can see all the unique visits, the visitors, page views, the trends over time. You can gain insight from the top traffic sources, products, device types, browsers, and operating systems. And all the content you put on the Squarespace platform is owned by you. No one else, just you. So head on over to squarespace.com/supermega and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using the code SUPERMEGA. I love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back from the ad reads, guys.
Those were some good ad reads. Don't you think so, Justin?
While we were using the bad
Jackson?
I know I'm buying. Matt, put right here what I'm buying. What brand is this week?
Oh, hold on.
Let me look it up.
And then, Justin, we need you to do the opposite for the second one. You're like, man, I can't wait to buy me some. So hold on. We're going to give you a...
I don't pull it up. And I got to go to the email.
I mean, you work for the Super Mega brand, so you're also like...
You're tied. You don't get paid extra for the ad reads, but you do have to...
help
voice
us.
Your support.
Yeah.
And you don't have a say in that, actually.
And I think it's going to be a long, long
Jackson,
time.
MeUndies.
Man, I can't wait to buy some MeUndies.
Nope.
I've tried some of Matt's when they're dirty.
Wait. That was last week.
Man, dude, my teeth have been feeling real dirty since I lost my toothbrush a month ago. I might have to go out and get one of those Quips.
And then the next one is Squarespace.
Justin, talk about Squarespace.
How much
we had Squarespace 2 weeks ago.
Tell them how much fun you have making websites on Squarespace for fun.
Hi, I'm Justin from Super Mega, and I fucking love Squarespace. I make all kinds of websites in Squarespace, and I spend a lot of time on it. And I don't regret the purchase one bit. So if you guys are looking for an easy way to make a website, go to Squarespace and give us your money.
All right.
Well, squarespace.com/supermega.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry. Anyway. Squarespace.com/supermega. Thanks.
Thank you, Justin. That'll do.
Of course.
Movies.
Yeah, yours.
Mine? Okay, so my favorite movie, I'm going to steal from you, was Parasite, for sure. Second favorite movie was Uncut Gems. And then
Wonderful.
Third, I think the most fun theater experience I had was John Wick 3. I was
okay.
Matt's stealing mine right now.
I was
like excited to talk about that.
I remember during the first few scenes of that movie, we were all just like,
with the book and the knives
Jesus
and everything.
Fucking, like,
we were all so
holy
excited.
Shit.
Can we make it a thing where we all definitely go see like every John Wick movie
yes.
together?
Okay. Yes.
Matt, are you done?
Yeah, wait, real quick.
Are you done, Matt?
Honorable mentions
about John Wick.
Honorable mentions. I really like Midsommar. Toy Story 4 was fantastic. I love Toy Story 4.
I think that's honestly my third favorite Toy Story movie. Because 2, 1, 4, 3, yeah.
2, 1, 4, 3, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I really also liked... I saw a lot of movies that didn't come out this year that I really liked as well, but...
I get that. Because it's always hard.
I finally saw Burning, which came out in 2019. 2018.
Okay, I was like, oh, so
no, it came out in 2018, but I finally got around to see Burning, and I highly recommend that film. That was a wonderful movie.
Oh, okay, cool.
So please go watch it.
I promise I will.
I think I think I bugged you for a few days, and
I think
please
you did,
watch
yeah.
Burning, and then you never did. It's fine. Whatever, Matt. It's fine.
Yeah. Have you seen Her?
Yes.
Jackson?
What's your favorite movie of the year, Jackson?
Well, so, I mean, I won't say Uncut Gems or Parasite, because those have been talked about.
No, you're allowed to, though, if it was your favorite. It's your personal opinion.
It's hard for me, because I think my favorite movie of the year was still John Wick 3, and I think part of that's because I hadn't seen any John Wick movies until...
It was fun.
A few months before 3 came out, so I watched John Wick 1 and 2, and, like, my excitement for John Wick 3 was just, like, so fucking high, and I saw it, and, like...
And
it
then Fortnite added the John Wick skin?
Then Fortnite added the John Wick skin, but no, it literally surpassed all my expectations that, like, I had for the movie.
It was so good.
Like... Oh, my God. Dude, the scene in the knife store is just so cool.
I've never been that jazzed in a movie theater. In that scene in the knife store in John Wick 3 was the most intense I've ever felt in a movie theater.
That
the most fun I've ever had.
That might have been my favorite scene. Well, that or the whole where he just beat up that dude with a book in the library.
God, just the whole beginning, like, the whole beginning of the movie.
Oh my God, dude, the whole like, oh my God,
great movie, great fucking movie.
I think for me, like, it kind of
TikTok, John.
No, it didn't falter, but like. I became a little less interested during the main part with like
when he's
the
in the
dog.
Desert.
No, it was like the dogs going out in
I
the desert.
That, yeah.
But like the beginning
it's
and
definitely
the ending,
front loaded.
Like,
I think
the ending. Oh, the ending was.
Oh my God!
Yeah. It's just one of those movies where
There's
you just go in knowing that you're watching a John Wick movie.
I fucking love John Wick so much. God,
I'm back.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm thinking I'm back.
You pissed, John. Yeah.
Dude, next year, fucking Matrix 4 and John Wick 4 come out the same day.
Wait, what comes out the same day?
Matrix, the new Matrix and the new John Wick.
That's good marketing.
Dude, that's like,
a good day. Because they're doing double features in a lot of those theaters.
That's a good day for charity because Keanu Reeves gives so much money.
Oh my god, how could we have forgot? That is a solid movie. The ending of that movie is probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like my favorite ending to a movie this year.
And The Irishman.
Like the last, I haven't seen The Irishman yet. Yeah. I still have to see Marriage Story, Waves, and Irishman.
There's a lot I didn't see. But Once Upon a Time, I love so much because I think, you know, this is my first full year in like LA, and it really did make me feel so excited and happy to live here because I think
they filmed there's a lot of
like
moments
seeing
the
Chili
movie,
John sign, yeah,
where like they were like driving down, even just on the highways. I'm like, wait, I know exactly
where
that is.
Well, like it
makes
me so happy. I'm like, it makes it so like glamorous and glitzy. Oh my! And when they eat, we've eaten at both those restaurants that they ate in. Yeah. Or have you been to?
I only went
El Coyote.
No,
is that
the one
he
with the
hasn't
lobster.
No, we took Prezzo. We took Prezzo there.
Yeah,
and I took my girlfriend there, and I went there once also, maybe with Carson.
You went there a lot.
I've been there three times.
Well, cool.
But Justin, do you have a favorite movie that you've seen this year? Remember, it doesn't have to be a movie that came out in 2019. It can be a movie that you just saw that you really like and want to give
light to. It's an indie movie, so you guys might make fun of me.
It's a what movie?
It's an indie movie.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Indie movie. I mean, technically...
Watch that be what he was going to say, Matt, and you just insulted him.
Yeah.
That's not a...
What? I know you guys wouldn't have heard of it, so it's just kind of
say it. Talk about it.
Well, it's a movie called Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, dude, yes, dude. Fuck okay. Yeah.
Did you watch Hobbs and Shaw?
No, I haven't seen
it. I actually saw that.
How was it?
I honestly, like, it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. But the part where they do fight, the Samoans fight.
That's
the,
all I want to see.
That is,
I haven't seen it. But.
I'd say just watch the movie, fast forward to that bit.
Okay.
Because that's some fun. Right, but Justin, do you have one?
Actually, it was, I'm sure people will tear me apart for it, but it was Endgame. And it wasn't because it was like the best movie ever.
I remember you and I went to go see that in Santa Monica at the ArcLight.
It was because of the experience that like the whole MCU is sort of like you can almost think of it as one just big story, like one big movie, right? And that was the climax to just a huge story that was being told.
I don't think it's going to build itself up. The MCU is going to build itself up to have that much.
It'll keep going.
It'll still be popular.
There's a lot of potential. But there will not be a movie in the MCU as big as Endgame.
No, never.
I think Endgame was the one it solidifies it as a pop culture like phenomenon where it's like they pulled it off from Iron Man to Endgame, even though quite a few of those movies are very questionable. Thor the Dark World. I didn't like Thor. Well, I didn't like a lot of them. I didn't like Ant-Man that much.
You didn't like Ant-Man?
I didn't like Ant-Man.
Okay, wait.
I didn't like...
Wait.
What's going on?
Sorry, I accidentally
turn your phone on silent?
No.
Or you were surfing the web and you clicked on something?
Tyler. I had Spotify open and I accidentally clicked a song.
Yeah.
We're not at music yet.
Sorry,
sure. Next.
What were you two saying that we're talking before you were interrupted?
Endgame.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Well... Great movie, but also just a great experience that I will carry with me for the rest of my life. Because that was my first time coming out here, planned the whole first trip around it.
Oh, that's right. This was your first time in LA. It was this year, right?
Mm-hmm. April.
Damn, that's crazy. We planned three times this year?
Yep.
Damn. Have to double that next year.
Yeah.
Why not? But yeah, just we planned the whole trip around the movie. Like when I was going to come out was around watching the movie. And yeah. It was Endgame.
It was fun for me, too, because I hadn't seen, like, half the Marvel movies until, like, a month before Endgame came
out.
And I was like, ooh, this looks actually fun. So, like, I marathoned all the Marvel movies, which, like, you know, they're not great.
No.
But they're fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what matters.
Well, some of them are actually, like, I think, fun, good comedies.
Thor Ragnarok is, like...
I have fun with that.
So much fun, yeah.
Including, I think I... Like, the first Guardians still,
the first Guardians I love.
Second, sometimes...
I don't remember the second.
Put it away, Matt.
Sorry.
Second was the one with daddy issues, man.
Iron Man is still the best movie in the whole MCU, though.
Yes,
I've seen Iron Man like four times and never finished it.
The first one or which one?
First one, yeah.
Bro,
I've got like two.
I love the first Iron Man.
First one's so
that
good.
Brings me back to being a kid, like
Terrence Howard,
2008, right?
2007.
I watched 2007
or
8.
Was it?
I think it was 2007.
Did it come out the same year as Halo 3?
I think it did.
Damn,
that's a good year.
Steve never got to experience the MCU.
No,
dude.
He didn't. R.I.P.
Rest in peace, Steve Irwin.
No.
Neither did my grandma, but I guess that's not important, guys.
Was
it's
she
not.
Did she know Steve Irwin?
No.
Then don't even mention her in the same breath.
What about Steve Urkel?
I love you, Grandma.
Hey, Grandma. My friend Shane Dawson.
Jackson, let's.
You want to move on to music?
Let's do music, yeah.
So you're starting, and then to me, and then we're going to go Justin. And then
favorite album that was released this year? Oh, I got to do my top album.
Doesn't even have to be favorite album. Could be favorite song, whatever.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the least favorite album that was released this year, I think is Igor by Tyler, the Creator. I really like that album. That album was fantastic. That came out right when we were going on tour, and I listened to that a lot on the plane and stuff. And let's see. God, there's a lot. I found this was a really good year for music for me. I had a really big bossa nova phase in the summer. I listened to a lot of Freddie Dredd because when I was doing the music video, some fucking jackass that thinks he can rap. Let's see. Oh, I just like a lot of Jacob Ogawa this year.
Who's Jacob Ogawa?
A lot of Playboi Carti, a lot of Drug Dealer, a lot of good bands, and I also was really into MF Doom this year. I found a lot of good MF Doom I'd never heard before.
Oh yeah,
guy named Emmett James. I don't know either. A lot of good music though. So I think my favorite album overall released this year was Igor,
okay,
probably by Tyler.
Because Tyler, I did like that album.
Tyler's like my all time favorite artist, I think. Or one of them, if not all-time favorite.
Flower Boy is like my favorite album I've ever listened to. Yeah. That's my favorite album of his.
Flower Boy is specifically if not my favorite album of all time, in my top three.
Yeah,
because it all flows together. It's so well.
Good. I think like Flower Boy might be my favorite. Like in my opinion, my favorite album ever.
No, it's mine for sure. I mean, every song flows into the next one very well, and it's just fantastic. Sort of a full experience listening to it.
Soft 6 out of 10 for me, honestly.
Anthony? I'll have you know, Fantano gave it a 7 out of 10.
He gave Flower Boy a 7?
He did. And Igor got
an 8?
I thought Igor got a 9.
Oh, it might have.
Shout out to Fantano.
I think Flower Boy's a lot better than Igor.
Fantano didn't review my songs with Frank yet.
Yet.
He's been busy.
He's been busy working on them because he's afraid of what
he'll
think
of. He's afraid of what I'll say. I will rain down fury upon Fantano if I get anything less than a 9.
Yeah, but Ryan? What's your favorite music this year?
Yeah.
Well, I can't, because I bopped around a lot on like just random shit. But in terms of a solid like album that came out, of course, I know like this is going to be very obvious, but it was an Aurora album. A Different Kind of Human, Step 2. I just like driving along to Aurora. She has a very beautiful voice. I don't know. It's just something as simple as just someone who can sing really well, just like that pulled me in right away. So it's just the simplicity of that. And some of her songs, like have like good beats in the back where you wouldn't expect it, because you expect her to kind of be like this flower child, just very simple. And also, there'll be songs that actually kind of make you groove to the rhythm. And I'm like, oh shit, like Churchyard is one of hers. Didn't come out on this recent album, I think. That's just an example. But in terms of like other music, I mean, I just have a bunch of shit that I found throughout the year. But I will give credit to Matt, because back in November of 2018, he recommended me the idea of starting little monthly playlists to keep track of like my music throughout the year.
I'm gonna do that 2020 probably. Yep.
I just finished my second year of full playlists for every single month.
This is my first year of completing from January 2019 until
it feels
December
good, right?
2019.
Because then you can go back when you're 40 or 50 and be like, this is exactly how I was feeling that time. It's the music I listened to.
Well,
and
it can bring me back to that specific month.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And you can see like how you were doing each month of the year.
Well, I'll be like, oh, this month I was driving a lot in like on my road trip last year. So there's a bunch of country music in there and shit like that. Or, like we were touring here this
year. Yeah, songs linked to Texas where I'm like, oh yeah, that's the month I went to Texas.
I have a lot of ones from when we were in like New York, ones from Texas, and it's like, oh, that was in there because we listened to that song a lot in Texas on tour. Oh, we joked about this song. Like, for instance, when we did the Southeast tour, that's when Old Town Road was big. So that's in that month for when we did the Southeast tour. It's like, oh, okay, that was that point. I can see months I was more sad, months I was more happy.
But yeah, for me, definitely that Aurora album. A Different Kind of Human, Step 2. And, Justin, you're next.
Everyone's gonna make fun of me, but my favorite.
You
album,
no one's gonna make. No, it's not about everything. Justin,
you can't say that. Don't say that as a cushion.
No, it's not
people,
a cushion.
People out of what you like.
People
Justin.
Who are gonna I'll make fun of you about, are gonna make fun of you. People.
I'll talk about movies and shit, whatever. But music's very, very, very personal
to
me.
BTS?
So I don't like. Absolutely, dude. By far. Yeah.
What's your favorite BTS track?
I can't pronounce it.
Why not?
Korean's not that hard to pronounce, Justin.
Just sound it out phonetically.
Mr. Linguophile.
Linguophile?
Because you love language.
Yeah.
Don't call me that.
But
fine, since you love feet so much, voice. I'll call you a pedophile.
Oh, God. You know, I'm big into feet, yeah, so I guess I call myself a bit of a pedophile.
Dan Schneider.
Wait, what was the joke we made in the car today about feet?
Something orthopedic Jews. And I thought that was pretty funny.
That was good.
Anyway,
so,
Justin,
what is your favorite album or track of the year?
My favorite album that came out this year was Jesus is King, because I don't know if you remember, but I was waiting for it. Like,
I actually like that album because, like, I'll be driving along with it, and all of a sudden, like, this wonderful choir will come out, and I'll just be like, damn, this is great.
Judge me all
you
want.
They don't make Christian music like this anymore.
I loved that album because I just remember waiting for it to drop. When it finally did, I listened to it on Spotify within like the first 20 seconds that it was public, and I had the biggest smile on my face. I took a picture of it, and it was, I think, the most genuine smile I've ever had in my life.
That's sweet. I did that with Eagle when you were out.
I did that with Life of Pablo. It's a picture I posted that day of me, like, listening to it crying for the first time. Like,
oh, I know that album, picture.
Is that picture still
awesome? Yeah, it's on my, like, Twitter or my Instagram or something.
He has, like, tears in his eyes.
Music's such a beautiful fucking thing,
God,
man.
Dude,
but
yeah.
I think just this year in general, I got really heavy into a lot of Mac Miller stuff. And I don't know. Like, that, I think... Over Jesus is King, that's my favorite thing musically that came out of this year, was just kind of connecting with all that music and just listening to it, like discovering a lot of it. And now that's probably 80% of my Spotify top 2019 songs was stuff by him. So.
Nice. By Mac Miller?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I still haven't listened to much Mac Miller.
I know is I Love College. That's all I know.
It's very like you either really like it or you're just not into it. Yeah. I'm into like almost all of the stuff, but I tend to gear more towards the more like, I guess, emotional stuff, not like the frat rap that he kind of started out doing.
I get that.
But you know,
next time you come, we should plan your visit around a concert.
Ooh, would you guys believe me if I told you I've never been to a concert?
Damn,
what? Really?
Yes. Okay, life. So next time you
holy
come,
shit,
let's. Keep an eye out.
You'll love it. You're surrounded by people. You can't hear what other people
are saying. They're sweaty. They're smelly. They're pushing you.
It's fun as fuck, though.
Are we going to try to do the Sonic movie for my next trip?
Yes. It comes out in February. Can we all go see the Sonic movie? For,
Or wait, if it's Valentine's Day, that's the day before my birthday.
It can be an early birthday gift.
I want to see Sonic.
It's an early birthday gift.
All right, Jackson. Well,
you don't fuck with Sonic?
We'll take we should take him to see like Tyler or Kanye or something.
Well, technically, if
Kanye would be
it comes out Valentine's Day.
So
right?
If it comes out the 13th at midnight, like going to the 14th.
Well, it'll come out the third. Like it'll usually Thursdays starting around like set like dinner time. They'll start.
If we go to a premiere, do you think
me
Sonic
and Matt
will
might
be
there busy?
Q&A panel afterwards.
Wait. I'm sure if you truly if you wish it to be yes. Wait. What's going on? What are you doing this for? Is there a monster behind
the washing
machine?
We hear somebody.
It's the washing machine.
Okay.
Oh, the washing machine's going?
That's what I was
okay,
saying.
Okay, so
yeah.
I just heard sound, and I was like, what is
no,
that?
No, like the ch-ch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just noticed that.
But maybe they stopped because they heard us listening in.
There's four of us in here.
Let's look at concerts around that
time,
if not that time.
Do you want me to go check around the house just to make sure?
No, I just didn't know that the washing machine was
because they could have stopped because we're listening out, and now they're tiptoeing around.
See, we're like joking, but there's like actually like a group of people.
I mean, the door was unlocked.
Stealing our TVs and shit.
Right? The door's unlocked?
Is it?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
Yeah, let's talk about before we end this thing, because it's the year in review. Let's talk about.
Wait, will we?
Oh. No, it's fine.
No, we can't skip our boy.
He it's didn't Jackson's
get
to, turn.
Oh, I forgot you didn't go yet. Damn,
Matt's giving me
bro.
This look
what
and he's
the
like,
fuck?
Oh.
Go on, Jackson.
Well, we're waiting.
It's okay. We appreciate you. Buddy.
Well, anyway, yeah. I was gonna say 2019 was a big year for me getting into country music. And just listening to a bunch of older shit I'd never listened to,
like Darius
Buck Owens and stuff like that. Yeah, but my favorite album of the year was Nick Cave's new one, Ghosting. Nick Cave is my favorite musician, and it's really cool because he does a bunch of like spoken word and shit on it. It's just very like dark, ambient, post-punk, gothic stuff,
like Hobo Johnson-esque.
Yeah, exactly,
like Hobo Johnson. Dude.
Yeah.
Fuck Kanye. It was Hobo Johnson for me, bro.
No, and then, but my favorite track of the year was actually Panini by Lil Nas.
Ooh,
dude.
Good I like Panini and I like, was it just called
Old Town
Family?
Road.
Family's a good song, yeah.
Has that, for me, Family kind of has a, Like the type of music that was coming out with like Smash Mouth and who did the Cars shit?
Bro, really?
Yeah.
Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts. I don't know why. Family gives me that vibe of like that type of music. Where it just, like, when he's singing the main chorus, it just sounds like that type of song.
That was definitely the song of 2019 was Old Town Road. And it's crazy because he, think about this.
Dude, that's
he
my came fucking out of nowhere. Most listened to song this year.
This guy comes out of nowhere. This guy our age comes out of nowhere.
Memer.
And he makes a song that literally becomes the number one song of all time.
Sorry, Jackson did a really good joke. Go on.
He made the. This guy comes out of nowhere, and in the span of 1 year, makes a song that is the number one song, charting song of all time ever.
That's bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N.
You know what else is bananas? Squarespace.
No, we're done with that.
No, we're done with
it.
Already got that.
Anything else? Any more music?
I mean, there's a bunch. I like the new Toy album. Just a bunch of good like post-punk. But like
Shawn Mendes, you liked?
Oh, love it. No, I mean, I don't know. This year was a bigger year of me going back and discovering old music than I think finding new stuff.
You were into Steely Dan,
dude.
Okay, like Jimmy
who
Buffett.
Steely Dan?
Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett was
Jimmy
my.
Buffett.
Is Jimmy Buffett who
Jimmy
you
Buffett
don't
was
like?
My artist of the year?
No, I like Jimmy Buffett. I don't like Jimmy's Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen.
Jimmy Springsteen.
Hey, son, you heard the new Jimmy Springsteen album?
No, I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen.
Dude, I love
I don't
Bruce.
Hate Bruce Springsteen. Just not.
Bruce has a new album this year too. Actually,
you don't like Bruce.
USA. Well, yeah. I don't like Bruce. I'm just, I just don't
Born
really.
USA is like his pop.
Fuck with it.
Yeah.
Justin actually hates K-pop, and he's always talking about it off mic.
He says he hates BTS and all of their and fans.
He's always like, I wish they would come at me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Justin said, I challenge
the
all the
anxiety,
BTS
buddy.
He said, I challenge all the BTS fans to find the clip of me using the N-word I hit online.
Oh, it's somewhere.
Oh,
it's
sorry,
somewhere.
That was Ryan.
Cool.
But yeah, Jimmy Buffett was a big thing. I've been listening to his Christmas album so much.
Jimmy
season.
Buffett?
Jimmy Buffett's
the businessman?
Christmas album?
Dude, no, Jimmy Buffett's Christmas album is so good. He has that song, Ho 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 and a Bottle of Rum.
Have you ever spent Christmas? Have you heard this guy called Nathan?
Yeah.
Who?
He's a pretty good Christmas album.
Oh, yeah.
Fillion?
Y'all, we're talking about music. Go check out our buddy Nathan. Ha ha ha, our buddy. Ha 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 ha. Released his second Christmas
are you
album.
Not his friend?
And we're so proud of him.
No,
dude.
He's his uncle.
We're so proud of him.
Dude,
so.
Matt, can you try this? I haven't said anything for this podcast. This go water listen. I'm drinking tastes like fucking.
Piss?
Sunscreen. It tastes exactly like sunscreen. I'm like, ugh, every time I have a sip.
Is it special water?
It's
or
from
is
IKEA.
It just water.
Ugh.
Hold on, I want to taste this sunscreen water.
I bought this at IKEA yesterday. I'm like,
it yeah, but
good.
Oh, that is.
You're screwing it all the way back.
That's sunscreen, man. It's even got the oily kind of.
It says
like,
it's black currant flavored, but like,
what? It's not. It's not like very good.
No, this is flavored water.
Yeah, it's flavored. Okay. Yeah,
no, this currant. Ain't flavored water. This is paint thinner.
Black currant.
You know what a currant is?
No.
It's like a grape kind of.
It's when a stream is going in one direction and it catches you.
Really?
Tastes like sunscreen, like especially the aftertaste.
It just tastes like shitty seltzer
water.
Justin?
I'd give it a swig, but I'm really not doing too good down in the
Because of the snail.
I don't know, it might be because of the snail, or it might be because of the fact that the steak was literally fucking swimming in a pool.
Justin, you don't have to, everyone gets erectile dysfunction, okay? It's not, especially this age.
I don't.
It happens.
Never.
But let's talk about SM.
Social media.
BDSM?
Yeah.
Bro!
Big dick
Superman. You got excited. What's up?
Nothing.
Tell us about it.
If you're going to start talking, I'm literally about to piss myself.
Okay, go piss, and then we'll come back.
Wait.
Jackson's gonna piss out of his
Jackson,
dick
don't
quick.
Knock over the fucking mic, Jackson.
And then we're gonna wrap up the last podcast of the decade.
Oh,
okay.
Damn, he thick.
He's going through the mic.
damn, he thick.
Wait, we got the favorite memes of the year.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh,
we
shit.
Do.
Favorite memes of
favorite
the year.
Memes. And then we'll talk about Super Mega.
Jackson, while you were gone, Matt called you gay and said he's planning on firing you.
I mean,
for quarter next year.
I've heard these hollow threats many times.
Let's get that union going, buddy.
Yeah, I mean,
we can just fire y'all and. Like what union? Like teachers form unions because
okay, so Ryan,
they have to teach.
What's the reason for firing me?
We can come up with something,
yeah.
Jackson.
Very we easy. Also don't need a reason.
No, we don't.
Is California right to work?
Probably yes, but we could just fire you for being incompetent.
Yeah,
Anyway.
I do have videos of Matt pulling his penis out at work, but I'm sure the judge won't care about those.
Jackson, I have videos of you pulling your penis out at work. There's videos of all of us pulling our penis out at work.
Besides you Justin. You mean the ones that me, your employee,
Justin does not have one.
Told to...
A penis?
Are you talking about the videos you made me film as your employee?
Well, what videos, Jackson?
Ooh.
You made me film as
your employee. Now we're getting somewhere.
Can we talk about what happened right before this podcast?
Hey, first thing of incompetence on Jackson's part. We're recording a podcast.
And he shut the door all the fucking way. So the sound was escaping. Can we also talk about what happened right before this podcast started? I was on the phone with my sweet sister.
That was so much fun, Ryan.
Well, I was included in that.
I was on the phone with my sister.
I was working while all this happened.
You heard it, right? Did you see it?
Yeah, no, I didn't see it.
Okay, good. So I was on the phone with my sister and the boys, Jackson and Ryan. Justin was the only one not involved. Jackson and Ryan come and they pants me all the way, underwear included. And then they pull my shirt over my head. They drop me on the ground, and then they flipped me upside down while I'm still on the phone with my sister, and then they took a cold water bottle and poured it down my ass and on my dick.
I just changed my shirt. It was a glass of water.
Okay, sorry, a glass of water, and it was cold. And my sister was like, "What's going on?" I was like, "I'm being pranked. Don't worry about it."
No, everything at first, you're like, "Nothing."
I missed all that.
Let's talk about more Super Mega though.
This has been this has been the best year, my favorite year of doing Super Mega so far. It's been so great having both of you guys work with it. I can't imagine doing Super Mega without you guys anymore. And basically, like, we did a lot of fun series, a lot of fun games. And I think this year, I want to step up live action more, but this year we did a lot of good live action. We went to Japan this year. We went to Australia, Ryan.
I didn't.
Well,
so I'm not included here.
We didn't want you to come, but that we'll talk about that. We did Japan vlogs.
Yep. Japan was my favorite trip of the year.
E3.
In terms of like touring and everything.
Mega stuff, yeah. Oh, yeah. We toured like every major
two
city.
Months or so?
Yeah. Think about that. Like
minus Chicago, minus Chi-Town.
The Midwest. But think about it. Like this year with Super Mega, we really did go all over the place. We went to Japan. We went to Australia. We went to three different continents. Four different countries. We did Canada, America, Japan, and Australia.
Yeah.
Did all those countries for Super Mega shit. We filmed a lot of live action in 2019 that is coming out in 2020.
I'm excited for I think that it might be our first one-off of 2020, which I don't even want to tease, but I...
Well, I think that's...
I think it's going to be freaking sweet.
It's going to be freaking sweet, Ryan. Having live action and Let's Plays is something that... You two started doing a lot, I think, toward the end of this year, which is something I want you guys to do a lot more.
Well, now that we have the office, it's easier. Like we did the Mr. Meaty thing, like that wasn't scripted from the beginning.
That was
randomly, like on the spot,
moment.
The moment, like we called Matt out on
nasty.
On the bullshit.
And I gotta say, this year has been big for so many reasons. This has been like
name three.
Okay, we left our job at Game Grumps.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that those guys were lame.
Two, okay.
So, no, but, I mean, Ryan and I, since we started this whole thing, have always worked for other people while we've been doing it, so Super Mega's always had to be a side thing, but now this was the year that we...
So with me and Justin.
We all are.
For now.
For now. So you guys start Super Mega 2.
Super Mega Junior.
Super Mega Junior.
You mean Mega Super?
Ooh, all right. Now we're already...
It's
going to
be like one of those dark forms of YouTubers.
This is the year we transitioned from...
Man to woman.
Well, that's not announcing that. This was the year that we went from working for other people and having Super Mega side thing to Super Mega being full blown. We got our own office thanks to you guys. We started Patreon.
Blown.
We released more live action than ever. We went around the world and we released a lot of videos. And
you can bring that mic down, by the way, Jackson.
Jackson, you're
like
so
if you
want
to sit
mic.
Like that, you can bring the mic down. The arms can go pretty low.
I'm not really trying to add anything to the podcast. Sure, I'm more just mouthing jokes to Ryan.
Yeah,
yeah, but I had a fucking great year and I can't wait for 2020.
Hey,
same here.
Jokes aside. Thanks for having me come on the team.
Yeah,
of course.
I really enjoy it.
Justin, wish we could say the same, but you're doing an okay job. So I'm just kidding. I love you, Justin. You're doing a fucking fantastic. You go above and beyond.
Yeah.
I was telling Justin that I like the fact with him editing our content. There, you stay in line with kind of our vibe, but you also bring in your own personality. To where it doesn't feel jarring, like it doesn't feel completely separate.
Well, I'm
like
glad.
It's not just like, "Hey, I'm Brent," you know. Just
I'm glad I was able to kind of pull that off because I was worried about it.
No, dude,
first
you gel perfectly, And we don't want any other editor to ever replace
you. You gelk perfectly.
What was everyone's favorite video that they were a part of or worked on or just enjoyed the most?
Before videos, Justin talked about his favorite edit earlier. I want to say my favorite tweet. Aside from Thanos Day and the Monkey Month, I think my favorite tweet of the year was the string of two where I said, E.T. smoke bowl and E.T. get dome.
Those were pretty good.
It wasn't Magic Shoes?
The Magic Shoes one was good. Magic Shoes was good, but, you know, E.T. smoke bowl was just...
I think my favorite one you did this year was the one where it's the kid with the gunner glasses on. and it's like, so I just got this badass new pair of gunner glasses, and guess who I see wearing them? Soulja Boy. And then you tweeted and you were like, one day into our deal with Gunner and Ryan's already ruined.
Man, that was good.
That was good.
I think, like, because you were asking, like, what the favorite video we've been a part of. Like in terms
fun
of,
or,
in terms of series, my two favorite series of the year were definitely Resident Evil 2 and Sekiro. I think Resident Evil 2 was this year, right?
That was the first series of the year, actually.
SpongeBob, and then, Animal Crossing, a lot of really big series this year.
And then my favorite video
this probably
that
the best year for
Justin,
the
I'm talking. My yeah, favorite cool. video that I was favorite video that I was a part of was the Shinjuku vlog because I loved having a good old time drunk in funny Japan.
That was the Japan vlog
as opposed to normal Japan.
Yeah, the Japan vlogs are a peak for sure. I'd actually say my favorite video we did this year that I think I had the most fun making was the E3 video.
That's another top one. I loved recording that one. And that's
sorry you weren't there for that, Jackson. But
that's okay. I mean, it sucked because I was like,
you
I
were
like,
away.
Oh,
you couldn't
I'm having fun in Puerto Rico, but it's like I wish I was there for E3.
That was
but it's
such,
like
I just had such a fun time going to E3 and like all of us sitting down and editing that and laughing our asses off at it.
I got
it.
To play Destroy All Humans, the new remastered version. That was fun.
We got to meet a lot of people. In fact, we have a video we shot at E3 it's still going to come out.
Is it? It's going to come out in 2020.
Yeah, it's going to come out in 2020. But there's some big people in that one.
Which when you see the video, I'm sure a lot of people will be like, it took them this long to get it out. It's like, yeah, it's just been in the backlog.
Well, I think it's not like taking precedent when you have much of other projects.
It's got some big people in it, though.
And it's coming out like almost a whole year later from when
honestly,
it
honestly, just release that next year's E3 and be like, just call it 2020 E3 video.
I mean, I'm sure we can come up with a bit to make the time jump natural.
I also really liked...
Yeah?
Sorry, I'm watching a super mega ad giving you guys money.
Oh, thanks, okay, man. Giving us money.
Is that Bill's voice?
I'm looking back at series, like, think about all the big series we did this. We did Animal Crossing, we did SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom, we did Sekiro, we did Resident Evil 2.
Sonic Adventure. With Justin.
Like, so many of our big...
which each episode has over 100,000 views. People love that fucking series, by
the
way.
I know, dude. It's been Hollow
nah,
Miami.
Nah. That fucking Jackson, dude.
Yeah. Why does he have a lisp?
He talks funny.
It's a good year, though.
Don't like that kid.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
What?
Kingdom Hearts
3. Was that
3?
This year?
That was this year, yeah.
Did we really play Kingdom Hearts this year?
Mm-hmm. It was February.
Well, you can't call that playing, but...
Justin, what was your favorite video? Or, like, what's the series you had the most fun? Or, like, what do you think was the funniest? What joke did I say that made you laugh the hardest?
Oh, I had to get cut out.
Yeah, Justin?
Yeah.
Well, repeat it for us, Justin.
No, I'd rather keep that one. I'd rather keep that one on the old hard drive.
Okay, Justin. Remember that raise we were talking about?
No.
Okay. Neither cool. do we.
Who the fuck is calling me? Fuck off.
That could have been the president, dude. Justin, they're trying to impeach me, Justin, please.
Justin, Tracy! They are trying... I was trying to do Bernie Sanders, but that did not...
Justin, y'all choose the wrong Justin.
My last name
His
isn't
last name's
Tracy.
Not Tracy. That's the I know. Justin from Real Good
Kramer.
Justin Kramer.
I wish your last name was fucking Kramer. Justin Kramer.
I just beefed him.
I don't know. I think my favorite.
Did you really?
What?
Jackson, we're almost done with the podcast. Fart? Why did you have to do that?
Jackson's farts are the worst,
most toxic.
Did you actually?
Shit.
Are you? Wait, what time is it? It's because you have to. You had to leave 8 minutes ago.
It's 8:40.
You have to go, Jackson.
I gotta go, y'all.
Well, Jackson, tell us yours real quick, and then we'll go back to Justin.
And then you can leave, and then we'll do the rest of the podcast.
I was supposed to leave at 8 o'clock. Damn.
It's a great podcast, though.
My favorite The end of the year, I think, in general, was the Japan vlogs. Those are so much fun to film.
I had a great time with you boys.
I think Shinjuku.
Can't wait to go back.
Yep.
But I think my favorite Let's Play this year was the Armenia Minecraft one, just because the absurdity of that. Where, like, I saw this tweet. It was just like...
But we actually won the competition.
We won the fucking contest. Like, the development of that, where it's like, I see this tweet. I sent it to you guys. We're like, oh, let's film this.
It's funny, live action, funny thing.
We film these things, and then we win this contest. It's just insane.
And you'll hear more about that in 2020.
Yeah, we'll share our reward.
Yeah. And Justin?
You still didn't mention a series or
Jackson,
a video
you can,
that
you can leave
funny.
If you want.
I mean, I'll call mainly, Uber. I'm guessing you're looking through the videos you were a part of what you had a good time recording with us.
Well, I was a part of most of them, actually.
Yeah.
There's always an edit that I had to do or, like, Photoshop myself into something. My favorite series that happened this year is probably maybe Sekiro.
I liked having
Sekiro
you on.
Was a good one. I mean,
Punk
Animal
and our
Crossing,
friend Matt over here with
Animal
the Mist
Crossing
Noble.
Was just that blew up. That became probably like the most. Would you say
series.
That was the most legendary? Like,
I'm not a fan
ever.
Of that series.
Okay. Yeah, fuck that series.
I that's definitely.
I think
our
the
biggest
past
series.
Two episodes have been like,
I don't know, like,
pretty well,
pretty what?
Little saucy.
Well, there's a lot of laughs in there.
We were a little under the influence.
That is true.
There were a lot more laughs that had to unfortunately be.
Oh, there's a lot of good shit where
you guys showed me one of those cuts and made me laugh so hard.
Keeping in though.
I don't know. This was just a really good year for the Let's Plays in general. I think probably the strongest one so far in terms of quality. A lot of real funny.
Loud car outside.
There's a loud car.
Someone's
sorry,
parking
that's,
in our.
That's Jackson's prowler.
No, but
he's we're getting one of the interns to warm it up.
I think that this by far has been our best year yet, and I love how Super Mega has become this little family, and I can't wait to see what happens in 2020. And I want to thank you, Justin, for going above and beyond and being an incredible dude,
thank you.
And so fucking funny and cool all the time. Jackson, I want to thank you so much for just everything that you've done this year to help bring Super Mega to where it is now, and I love coming to work with you and seeing all your smiling faces here. And yeah.
And what about me?
Oh, Ryan, I
thanks for being the comic relief.
Thanks, man.
I was just trying to thank them so they feel better about themselves.
Oh, the lower people.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, let me hold on 1 second. Jackson.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed having you along Super Mega this year. We'll see what happens next year. Who knows what if you'll still be a part
of
it.
Anything
could happen. It's crazy. Justin, your editing it blows my mind. I love it. I love how well it goes along with our content, and I love having you a part of the channel. Who knows what's going to happen in a year? Who knows if you'll still be a part of it? It's crazy. Matt, I love working with you. It's been an honor. And I have a lot of fun with you because you're a really good friend to me sometimes.
who knows if you'll still be part of it? It's
yeah,
crazy.
Like
Ryan just hijacked
Super like,
Mega.
And I'm just like, who knows, you know, what happens in a year if you're still around with Super Mega. But it's going to be crazy next year.
Did you suddenly talk about just letting me go there? Who knows if in a year I'll still be around?
Justin, that's not very podcast talk right there, buddy.
No, I'm just saying a lot.
I'm just saying a lot can happen.
I'm just saying things are crazy.
All the late nights I've pulled.
Justin, we pulled late nights too. Don't think you're special.
You're the only one that pulls late nights editing Let's Play content, Justin.
Now I am.
We stay up late doing other things, Justin.
Yeah, what? Smoking and token?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually,
God damn, Ryan, it's been a fucking great year with you, and I can't wait for 22. Then we're going into a new decade.
And I really do like this fucking group we have. I think it works perfectly.
It's fucking fantastic.
I love being a part. Thank you guys so much.
Rest in peace, Tucker.
You're welcome, Jackson.
Rest in peace, Don.
Rest in peace, Don.
Well, Don's not gone yet. He's got a couple weeks left.
He's got a few more thumbnails.
Those tonsil stones are not looking too good. But,
oh God, they're awful.
But God, seriously, guys, I want to, as this decade ends, this is the last episode of Super Mega Cast of this fucking decade, the decade which we started this whole adventure, and I just want to fucking say to all of you listening, whether you're new, whether you're old, thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this so far, and I think it goes for all of us when I say I can't wait to see what comes in the next decade.
It's going to be fucking crazy. Lois.
Happy New Year!
And we'll see everyone in the next year. Bye-bye!
Bye! Bye!
Good job.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.